And the Amish are hilarious. I admire the way they stick to their beliefs and they don't mess with the planet at all, but I still think they should be mocked. They accept some levels of human advancement. They accept, like, the wheel and the kerosene lamp and the horse and the buggy, but at some point they're like, fuck it, everything else is fucked with them. No other groups have done that along the way. Nobody stopped at, like, the Model T in 1912, or nobody in 96 went, hey, call ID is cool, the voicemail, that is from the devil. That's a group I might join, you know? The funny thing is, if we lost all technology and electricity like was supposed to happen at Y2K at one time, the Amish would be the only people in our country not affected at all. Right? We'd be walking by all our shit, they'd be whipping by the buggy, like, ha ha, who's laughing now, hungry people? Yeah. They'd be running things, they'd be running down to their farms, like, okay, I accept Jesus, I don't want to make the butter. Come on, Jebediah, hook me up. With you, the world is flat. How do I wash my clothes on this rock? Yeah, we have a space station and they think the world is flat. Come on. We can show them a picture from outer space of a perfectly round Earth. They're like, look, this is the Earth from outer space. It's round. I don't believe it. Get you away from me with your facts. Because you don't want to believe what goes against your truth, man. That just goes to show, that's an example of that our truths are really, they're not really true. They're just whatever we believe, whatever we're taught, whatever we're kind of programmed through our life to think is true. You know? There's really no such thing. It's just whatever we think. There's a lot of things that I used to think were true and believe with all my heart, man. I used to believe that Santa Claus was real. You know, the government never lied to us. And now my dad can beat up your dad. And then I watched my dad get the shit kicked out of him by our neighbor, you know? People don't want to, you know, I don't want to know all the answers, you know. Look at that. You know, I've been a lot of searching for truths and creed and philosophies and different religions. And, but man, I don't want to know the answers. You ever be around somebody that knows all the answers? They're fucking annoying as hell, aren't they? And historically, people don't want to hear the truth either, you know. Think about it. There's been a lot of people. Jesus spewed out truth, but he can only get 12 people to follow. I mean, there's a lot now, but at the time, just 12. And Peter denied him 3 times. Judas betrayed him, and Thomas doubted half the shit he said. So really, only 9 people were following him. Carrot Top has more followers than Jesus Christ. Britney Spears is out holding up. And the great axiom of every religion is to love thy neighbor as thyself. Which, you know, first of all, I don't think my neighbor wants me touching that way. That's what we all think about. We don't love ourselves. We're killing ourselves. We're smoking. We're drinking. We treat ourselves like shit. We don't love ourselves. Maybe Jesus had it wrong. No, that's my message here tonight. Actually, Jesus did an interesting thing. He turned water into wine, and they said he was God, right? And Uncle Stan did that in the shed, and they gave him 7 to 10. I don't know what would Stan do, bracelets. But they say love is the answer, right? And we all know that when we're in love, it's the best thing ever. And you know, all you're supposed to do is just choose love. And life is supposed to be made up of a series of moments. There it is, back to back to back. And all you got to do is choose love in those moments. But it's fucking hard. How am I supposed to love everybody? I can't even love my friends and family 24 hours a day. You know? My wife, the most beautiful angel on the planet. I can't love her 24/7. You know? You guys are in love. You're going to be driving in the car together when you're both hungry? Yeah, it's hard as hell to stay in love that whole time, isn't it? I'm like, where do you want to eat? I don't care, anywhere. How about Quiznos? No, I don't either. You just said fucking anywhere. Holy shit, every day we go through this. Why are you all laughing? All the restaurants I live in, I'm like, we're going to be pregnant today. It's all right, I'm going. Now you're going 35. This people's only 35 right here. You're going way over this people. You're going to get a ticket. We can't afford another fucking ticket. We're going to this guy's ass. You're going to make me nervous when you drive this way. Why are you parking over here? The shade is over there. Jesus Christ! I get out of the car, I find myself coveting my neighbor's wife. She looks so quiet from a distance. Some religion does good, you know, like the Pope, Pope John Paul II. This has been a great Pope. He's done a lot in the last, like, 2 or 3 years to bring the Catholic Church in the 18th century, you know what I mean? He's out there trying to make a difference in the world, man, which is more than a lot of us can say. He can barely keep his damn head up. He's out there trying. And he's all like, peace on earth. Yeah. We need to get the Pope a lighter hat. If we could convert him to Judaism, we could probably get like 5 more years out of that. He apologized for the Crusades, right? Which is huge for the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, the popes used to tell people if they went out and they killed for the Catholic Church, that he would grant them amnesty and they would get straight into heaven. Wow, you know they had to slow things down at St. Peter's Gate. Like, what? The Pope told you that? I don't think that's our policy. Yeah, hey man, there's a bunch of people down here who said the Pope said if they killed, they could get right in. Yeah. Alright, don't tell him he said that. Yeah, he says no fucking way. Alright, let's lighten up a little bit.